We have a couple more minutes with Billy Collins here on The Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell?
You were talking about poems and the imagination, and part of the appeal of your poetry is, for me, it fuels the imagination. It opens up opportunities and ways of seeing things, that makes you a vital, and your work and people like you, a vital part of what we do.
I guess the interesting part of writing for me is finding a point in the poem where that allows me to slip into some other dimension, you might say, or slip, move from one plane to another. And usually that's moving from a literal plane to a completely hypothetical plane. And it's the hypothesis, it's the hypothetical, I think, that makes us human. Someone said, the ability to imagine what the weather will be like the morning after the day you die, that makes us human, because we can imagine that. You know, the Cocker Spaniel does not really have that capability, as far as we know.
Well, you've led me exactly to where I want to be. I found myself rejoicing in the poems that you were writing about death. Without death, it was as if you had awakened me to the idea that no death, no life. You talk a lot about death. How is that that you can make it so alluring?
Well, death is the mother of beauty, Wallace Stevens says, for one thing. That means that we don't like plastic flowers for that reason. We don't like plastic flowers on the table because they're not dying. Flowers are beautiful because they're dying. And anything that's beautiful has death in it, right? Well, it's the temporariness. It's looking at death through, looking at life through the lens of death. And if you look at it that way, death has a way of italicizing life. It's the oldest theme in poetry is carpe diem, seize the day, right? It's not the fish of the day, but seize the day.
And what a good idea.
And, you know, after 9/11, a lot of people were saying, we were going to get married in a year, but we're going to get married next week. Or we were going to do this, and we're not going to put off doing that anymore. Well, I mean, we could understand that, but poetry has been saying that for a few thousand years. Seize the day. Do it now. And the sense behind that imperative is that we don't have an unlimited number of days.
Again, to be able to say yes and to death seemed to me to be quite singular.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, if the novel, I don't know, put it this way, television is saying the same thing all the time. It's basically saying everything's going to be okay.
And by now.
And if you pick up the contemporary novel, the novel is saying things are really not going to be okay. Things are bad. What poetry is saying is life is beautiful, but you're going to die. You know, and it's going to be over, and it's death that enhances life, and that's the perspective I think that so much poetry asks us to look at life from.
There are so many things you ask us to look at and show us, Billy Collins. What a pleasure! Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We enjoyed our conversation with Billy Collins as much as we enjoyed his poetry, which is saying a great deal. If you haven't had the pleasure of reading his poems, you might start with those collected in Sailing Alone Around the Room and Nine Horses. Thank you, Billy Collins. We also thank poet Thomas Lux for his wonderful work creating Georgia Tech's Poetry at Tech program, which included bringing Billy Collins to Atlanta, and Ginger Murchison for deftly handling Dr. Collins's logistics, including this conversation during his visit. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.